Om Shanti. Today is 10th of May 2018, Thursday, Satguruvar. The magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you wear an imperishable tilak of sovereignty, Avinashi tilak, and experience the confluence aged sovereignty by handing over everything to the Father. Nowadays, sovereignty is received either by donating money or through votes. But Father Himself has given you, each of you children, the tilak of His kingdom to be a carefree emperor. Befikr Badshah or Beparwa Badshah is such a good stage. Since you have handed over everything to the Father, who would be concerned about everything? The Father. However, let it not be that you also keep a little authority or the dictates of your own mind hidden away somewhere in yourself. If you are following Srimat, you have handed over everything to the Father. Baap ke hawale. Such children who hand over everything to the Father with their true hearts remain double light and have the imperishable tilak of sovereignty. So the crux of today's blessing is, hand over everything to the Father. Hand over means give, to surrender. Hand over means that nothing is mine now. This thing was mine, I hand over unto you. This thing, it belonged to me, now it no more belongs to me. It was in my possession, now it is not in my possession. It was my possession, now it is not my possession. It was my thing, now it is not my thing. I have given it away. It is no more with me. So this feeling that I have handed over, surrendered, given up, it is not everything is yours. It is not just about things. It is not about things. It is such an internal stage of the mind where everything now belongs to Him. And outside, there are two phases of this handing over. One is external, another is outside, internal. So there are two types. One is external, another is internal. External form of surrender, more often than not, generates ego. Because a person, for example, a person, he is a devotee here, okay, he does bhakti, and he is very proud of his bhakti. Now this bhakt comes in gyan, okay, and he surrenders, and he hands over everything. So now this ego of bhakti gets transformed into ego of surrender. If this was a devotee. Now this was a worldly person doing some job, and he was egoistic somewhere. So now when he becomes spiritual and he comes here and he gets surrender, that ego of worldly things gets transformed into ego of surrender. Earlier he was egoistic about things, now he is egoistic about surrender. Earlier, suppose there is a learned person here who has read hundreds of books and who is a scientist and who has got some prestige and name in the world. Now this person comes and surrenders. Now he tries to accumulate fame for the surrender. He tries to accumulate, he wants the same, he is egoistic just about scriptures and books earlier. Now he is surrender, egoistic somewhere about surrender. So this is such a subtle thing that this outside form of surrender consisting of dress or badge or of place or of function, these four things are included in that. Whether it is a dress or it is a badge or it is a place where you stay, center or Madhuban or wherever, and fourth is function, ceremonial, that samaro and all that. So these all things are associated with outside, but this is just a superficial. The real surrender is internal surrender. And the person who is really this is not even aware of the word surrender, or not even aware of the fact that I am this. Even to forget is the internal surrender. This, the very fact, see, in the scriptures it is shown, Vashishth. Vashishth was having, he was a tapas, he was a Brahmarishi. And once Vishwamitra, who was not Vishwamitra that time, he was a king. He comes to his ashram and he is amazed, astounded to see such a peaceful atmosphere of that ashram, that monastery. He finds that how the goat and how the cows are staying with the lion, and so much ahimsa here. So he is stunned to see all that. And then they are served food, and he is amazed to find such a delicious food, and he inquires, where from you got this food? And he gets to know that it is Nandini, the daughter of Kamdhenu. So that daughter of Kamdhenu, so he says that I want this Nandini. So Vasishtha says that you can't get her, you will have to do sadhana and you will have to do tapasvi. So he says, no, now this Vishwamitra, he is a very egoistic person. So he says that I will become a tapasvi like you. Okay, so now why he has started the path of tapasya? Because he wants to break, excel somebody. That's why he started tapasya. So first he starts his tapasya and he becomes a Rajarishi. And he comes after many years of tapasya, he comes to Vasishtha and says, now I want to fight with you. Fight. So he fights and he is defeated. And now Vasishtha says, still now you have yet not become Brahmarishi, you have just become Rajarishi. There are different categories in that. First Rajarishi, and then you go ahead and then you become Brahmarishi. And then he goes back and he does more sadhana for hundreds and thousands of years and comes back. And he says, now I am Brahmarishi, now fight with me. So Vasishtha says a very beautiful thing. He says, the very criteria for becoming Brahmarishi is that ego is not, has to be dropped. So long as this ego is there, that I am Brahmarishi or I want to become Brahmarishi, you cannot become Brahmarishi. You are at that sentence only, you are destroying the word Brahmarishi. In the similar manner, here also, the very fact that I am this, I have given up everything for him, everything is now his. The very statement is against surrender. The very statement is going against surrender. Just as he was saying, I am Brahmarishi, now fight with me, now give me back my Nandini. He says, when you will become Brahmarishi, you will not even come here. When you will become Brahmarishi, Brahmarishi means all desires are gone. You will not want Nandini. And then he goes back and then he does great sadhana and he never comes back. That time Vasishtha goes to him and says and declares in front of the world, now you are Brahmarishi. He doesn't go. You will not go. It is not something, a pad to be achieved for safety or for some fame here. Because that gives you something. Some weightage. But it is not that. It is to become weightless, not to become high weight. It is to become something else. It is to become, not to become anything, is to surrender. So, the very fact of handing over, Baba is saying in this blessing, hand over everything to Father. This hawala karna, this is, you are achieving the tilak. You get sovereignty here, just by this. So, understand the depth of the word handing over, surrender. Surrender means no personal desires, no personal intentions, no personal aim, no personal goal. Everything is his. I have nothing within me. Such, when we empty yourself of I, there is only one surrender of I. This is the only real surrender. Rest, all surrenders are superficial. When the I is gone or dropped or given up, this I-ism, this is the greatest of the disease. Spirituality means to drop I. But if the spirituality itself empowers I, that is going against spirituality. So the real Brahmarishi as there, he will not even say that I am Brahmarishi. He will not even declare that I am Brahmarishi. When you do that, that time, that is real. So here also, dropping I, and this is the greatest, the last stage of surrender. Last and the first even. And because when, so long as this is not achieved, we cannot even say that I am this, because then we are misusing that word. So be very, very careful, because this is a very, very deep, internal, subtle, sukshmati sukshma, subtle of the subtlest stage of surrender. So what Baba is saying is only one thing. If you are following Srimat, you have handed over everything to the Father. Just learn this statement by heart. If you are on Srimat, you have surrendered. If you are slightly deviating from Srimat, you are not surrendered. So, if you are following Srimat, you have handed over everything to the Father. To hand over everything means to follow Srimat. So, Srimat and handing over, one and the same thing. Okay? So, Srimat and handing over. These are the two important things. Om Shanti.